3-inch-long bugs, who can ravage crops and even cannibalize themselves, have shown up in the Northwest. Look out, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. It's not exactly an invasion as of yet, but Mormon crickets have appeared in Idaho, and I talked with Idaho Department of Agriculture's Lloyd Knight. Are we being invaded? I know that they can devastate crops.
There's been a few around. It's kind of just been another year. You know, David, these things can go a bit in a cycle, and at least in some locations, this is the year to have a few crickets.
When you say a few, we all picture the devastation that they can create. For example, you see them in movies and they're as thick as clouds for miles and miles. Is that a little bit of a melodramatic vision of mine?
I think the term for that, David, would be artistic license.
It isn't that bad, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, we have some areas that darn sure have some infestations and are dealing with some areas. I imagine they may feel a little bit like they're in a movie, but, you know, the thing with these infestations are they can be fairly localized. So we're doing the best we can to respond to complaints and help folks where we can and protect their property and crops and rangeland predominantly and do the best we can to help them that way.
Tom Elias, who owns a vineyard in Owyhee County, was quoted as saying that because of the hard winter we experienced this past year, he lost 85% of his grapes, and of the 15% left, those were taken out by a storm of Mormon crickets going through his vineyard. Talk about a double whammy. That's as bad as it gets. David Sparks, aginfo.net.